of the elements are upon the table, and while some further verses are being sung with the communicants, and I may say there are two tables today, so those who come into the first table, would you come forward and take your place at the Lord's table. We may continue singing then from Psalm 116 and from verse 5. God merciful and righteous is, yea, gracious is, O Lord. God saves the meek, I was brought low, he did me help afford. O thou, my soul, do thou return unto thy quiet rest, for largely, O the Lord, to thee his bounty hath expressed. From verse 5, God merciful and righteous is, yea, gracious is, O Lord. Read the warrant for the sacrament, and we have this in the first epistle of Paul to the Corinthians, and chapter 11, and reading from verse 23. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is a new testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. Now we read that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and that he gave thanks, and we would endeavor to follow his example. Let us pray. O Lord, we pray for grace to praise Thee, to give glory and honor to Thee as the one who looked upon such as we are in our low estate, and our low state to one is thought, for mercy hath He ever. Oh, may we be ever praising Thee. May we have the resolve that the psalmist had, who could say, while I be and have, I shall to my God praises give. What shall we render to the Lord for all His gifts to us? And we pray that we would be especially taken up with the great gift of Thy Son, the unspeakable gift, the one of whom the apostle said, thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift. Oh, may we be ever taken up with Him, the one who is the beloved of His people. And may we know something of that experience that the spouse enjoyed when she said, I sat down under His shadow with great delight, and His fruit was sweet to my taste. He brought me to the banqueting house, and His banner over me was love. Oh, may Thy banner over us be love this day. May we be filled with love to Him who first loved us and who gave Himself for us. Oh, we pray that Christ would be ever more precious to us. For as we go on in this life, we see increasingly our own sin, and we see increasingly His suitability to meet with our needs as sinners. And so we ought to be decreasing and Him increasing. He must increase and I must decrease. May that be the language of the heart of each one of us as we are at His table this day, remembering His death, the death that was altogether necessary if there was to be life provided for those who were dead in their sins. Oh, may we be rejoicing in Him, and we pray that the sacrament, the bread and the wine, that speaks of the broken body and the shed blood, we pray that such parts that are set aside from a common to a holy use at this time would be to the spiritual benefit and growth and grace of Thine own children, that they would be strengthened inwardly, that they would be going from strength to strength until they appear before Thee in Zion, and that they would be as Elijah was when he was strengthened in his journey through the wilderness, and he was given strength to go for many days on the basis of what was provided for him. May it be so with Thy people here this day. May they be strengthened as they go on in this wilderness world. We pray that Thou wouldst continue with us, and that Thou wouldst abide with us, that we would be under the apple tree, and that Thou wouldst be near to us, and granting us Thy help and Thy blessing. Pardon our sins. For Jesus' sake we ask it. Amen. Well, friends, you're once again at the Lord's table. In obedience to His command, this do in remembrance of me. And we were thinking of those words of Peter when he spoke of the death of Christ, that He bore our sins in His own body on the tree, that we might live, that we might be dead to sins and alive unto righteousness, by whose stripes we are healed. But I would like to, for a few moments, think of the words that Peter goes on to say in the last verse of that chapter. He says, you were as sheep going astray, but ye have now returned to the shepherd and bishop of your souls. You were as sheep going astray, but ye are now returned to the shepherd and bishop of your souls. You were a sheep gone astray. Well, I'm sure every one of you at this table today can remember a time when you were going astray, when you were wandering on the mountains of vanity, going astray. Some go astray more than others, just like sheep when they stray on the mountains. Some go very far astray, and the shepherd takes a long time to find them, to recover them. Others don't go so far astray. Some go astray for a longer period than others. And perhaps some of you were astray for many years, and others perhaps for a shorter period. But one thing is true of us all. We have all gone astray. The prophet tells us all, we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. But the apostle says, you were a sheep gone astray, but you have now returned to the shepherd and bishop of your souls. You have returned. Now no one has returned on one's own volition. No one has come to think things through and to say, well, I must come and believe in this one and put my trust in him. It may appear at the time something like that. One may come to feel a sense of need, like the prodigal in the far country. We're told that he came to himself. And we might think that it's like that with the way we have been, that we simply came to ourselves. But when we look back at the way that we have come, we realize that we would never have come but for the grace of God. We would never have thought the way that we were led to think. Ye are returned. Yes, we returned. The Lord's people returned because they heard the voice of the shepherd. Now again, you may have heard the voice of the Lord many times in his word. It was a call, but it was not the effectual call. And you may be thinking of the years that you sat into the gospel and you heard the word carefully and clearly presented to you. And perhaps you were moved emotionally a little for a time, but it didn't go beyond that. But then there was one day when the word came with power to your souls. You heard the voice of the shepherd, and by God's grace you returned to the shepherd and bishop of your souls. Now, some of you may have been on the wilderness journey for many years, and others for a shorter time. But however long or short, you will all acknowledge that he is the shepherd and the bishop, the overseer of your souls, the one who has cared for your souls, the one who has looked after you and preserved you from many snares and many pitfalls, from the snares of the devil, the one who would bring you down, the one who would destroy you. And you have come to see that you are not capable of keeping your own souls. And you know something of what the apostle was meaning when he said, I know whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. He could not keep his own soul, but he committed his soul to the Savior. The Lord shall keep our soul. He shall preserve us from all ill. Well, the shepherd and bishop, the overseer of your souls. But as you're at his table today, you know that there was more to it than the Lord simply calling to you and the effectual call that you received, that behind all this was his sufferings and his death. He had to purchase you as his people. And Peter reminds the people of this to whom he's writing. He says, you have been redeemed, not with corruptible things. It was common in those days to purchase perhaps a slave from slavery, from bondage, by paying a sum of silver and gold. But the apostle says, you have not been redeemed with corruptible things such as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb, without blemish and without spot. And that is where your thoughts will be today. Yes, you may be reflecting on your own past, and that's something that you reflect on not only at his table, but at other times also. You'll be remembering the past, and you'll be praying like David, "Let not the errors of my youth, nor sins remembered thee." But you will be thinking especially of Christ and the price that he paid. Ah, there was no price that you had to pay. Salvation is without money and without price. But it wasn't like that for him. He had to lay down his life for his sheep. He was a shepherd who gave his life for the flock. And you are of the number that he gave his life from. And that is what you're being reminded of today at his table. That he gave his life for you. And you will be thinking as Paul did when he said, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ who liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." And as you see, and as you see with your eyes, and as you taste with your mouths the bread and the wine that reminds you of the broken body and the shed blood of Christ, your thoughts will be upon him who loved you and gave himself for you. Well, we will not keep the elements from you any longer. Well, friends, we've been thinking of these words of Peter. "You were a sheep going astray, but you have now returned to the shepherd and bishop of your souls." And we notice that the return is accounted for by having heard the shepherd's voice, the effectual call, "My sheep hear my voice." But you remember how the Lord, when he said those words, went on to say this, "My sheep hear my voice and they follow me." They follow me. And that is true of yourself here today at his table. You are followers of the Lord. It's in some parts of the country, it's common to speak of people when they come out on the Lord's side as to say he or she, they began to follow. They've started to follow the Lord. And you are here as a follower of the Lord. You're following the Lord. Now, when we think of following the Lord, we learn from the Word of God that there are some who follow the Lord closely, and there are some who follow the Lord at a distance. We think of what we're told about Enoch and Elijah, Enoch and Noah, that they walked with God. And these words suggest that they walked very closely to the Lord. They were right up beside the Lord. They had sweet communion and fellowship with him. They walked closely to the Lord, with the Lord. But then the Bible speaks of those who walked at a distance. And we have the example, the sad example of Peter, when he followed the Lord afar off just before he denied the Lord. Peter normally followed the Lord closely, but he followed the Lord at a distance. And there are some of the Lord's people who follow the Lord at somewhat a distance. The Bible also speaks of those who follow the Lord fully. And we have the example of Caleb. He followed the Lord fully, and we understand by that that he consistently followed the Lord. He didn't follow the Lord, as we might say, by fits and starts. But he followed the Lord fully, constantly followed him. Others are more spasmodic and tend to follow the Lord more in fits and starts. They don't follow the Lord fully. Now, you're at his table today, and you know yourself in the light of God's word and by the voice of conscience, you have some idea where you stand in regards to your following of the Lord. Now, in light of this, and in light of the great wonder of the Lord's work for you, the work, his work for his people, what it involved, the fact that he came into this world, he took upon him our nature, he lived a life in this world in which he was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And he went at length to the cursed death of the cross. In light of all this, in light of all that he did, and what more could he do? He did everything that was necessary. In light of this, surely it becomes his people to be resolved to follow the Lord closely, to follow the Lord fully. And that should be your resolve today as you're at his table. You may be thinking back and saying, well, I could have followed the Lord a lot more closely than I did, more fully than I did. I haven't been as consistent as I ought to have been. I've been careless. I've been carried away at times by the ways of the world and the things of the world. Oh, be resolved to follow the Lord closely, to follow him fully. Perhaps the best picture of how one should follow the Lord or be with the Lord we have in the song. The one coming up from the wilderness. And there we have the church exercise, the believer in an exercise state, coming up out of the wilderness. And these words suggest making some progress in life. Not just going along on a level, but progressing. The path of the justice is a shining light that shineth more and more into the perfect day. There's progress being made, coming up out of the wilderness, leaning upon the Beloved. Leaning upon the Beloved. Oh, we cannot lean too heavily upon the Beloved. We need his strength, his support. And may it be your resolve at his table to be leaning upon him more heavily, to be following him more closely, to be following him fully, to be taken up ever more with him as you follow him through this word. My sheep hear my voice and they follow me. May the Lord give you that resolve to follow him through good and through evil report, day by day in this life, well with those thoughts and with his praise on your lips and with his grace in your hearts. You will now rise from the table, and you will rise from the table singing from Psalm 103. And from the beginning of the psalm, Psalm 103. O thou my soul, bless God the Lord, and all that in me is, be stirred up his holy name to magnify and bless. Bless, O my soul, the Lord thy God, and not forgetful be of all his gracious benefits he hath bestowed on thee. Psalm 103. O thou my soul, bless God the Lord.